Wonderlays, can you put your juice down? Because we're gonna make something for you two. Oh, that's a good girl. Yeah, you're gonna come up on the sofa. Brilliant. No, God, you're gonna slither down. Oh, what a girl you are. You're so heavy. You know, show me pretty hands. And just mind your brother, okay? Can I sit over here by him? No, I don't want you to have Boofy. Boofy's obnoxious. Yeah, alright. Can I sit this side then? Oh, move up. Oh, that's a good girl. Okay. Hello, everybody on the website and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all these exciting places. Yay! One thing that I need to tell you since we last were here is that DeLacy now has Facebook. So, no, it's not an abuse of the terms because obviously everyone knows that she's a reborn, and so I write her Facebook if we're going to be terribly practical about it. But anyway, if, like me, that you like this role-playing thing and fantasy makes your day a little bit sparklier, and you'd like to be friends with DeLacy, it is DeLacy Hartgen, capital D, E, capital L-A-C-E-Y, Hartgen, H-A-R-T-G-E-N. So, if you'd like to be friends with her, I'd love you to be friends with her. I've had an awful lot of good reaction to the couple of little things that I've been doing with Lace since I've had her. I'd like to thank you so very, very much. Really, really, really. I would also like to thank a lady whose name I can't remember. I wish I could. I don't know her name, her username. I can't remember, and I didn't have the foresight to look it up. But she has a reborn child doll called Spencer, and I will look her name, username up and link to it in the description, because she has been such an inspiration to me, and I love her videos. And she has live videos, which I don't because I'm visually impaired. And if I tried to live video, I don't know what I'd film. So you're stuck with audio and still imagery. Sorry about that. Anyway, thank you to her, and thank you to everyone who's liked and watched and not said anything horrible about my little offerings. That is enough talk. Let's get to the main attraction, because she's got loads of stuff to tell you. What have you been doing this weekend? In fact, let's do this in bits, because you'll chatter on forever. First of all, what have we just finished doing after about the third try of doing it? What have we just finished doing for Daddy?
We just finished doing Daddy's treasure hunt for his birthday tomorrow, because it's Daddy's birthday, and we've made a treasure hunt, and he's going to have to hunt for 6 clues, and I've given away some things. Mummy, can you take it out?
Yes, it's all right. I can take that out.
I'm sorry, Mummy. Anyway,
don't worry about it. It's okay.
He's going to have
terrible time, didn't we? What happened when we tried to record?
Daddy was doing his radio and getting his radio show ready for later on this afternoon, and we could see his voice, couldn't we, Mummy? He was talking right through the wall and right through 2 shut doors, and we could hear it going rumble, 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 because Daddy got a very low voice, and it was coming over the microphone and ruining everything, so we had to stop. And then, when we tried it again, there was some children shouting
did. You cried, didn't you? I nearly had to put you on the naughty step.
Yeah, I don't like going on the naughty step. I try ever so hard not to go on the naughty step. I don't like it. It's cold out there. But I don't have to go on it too often.
Well, I don't put you outside. I only put you in the hall. Anybody think I shut you in the coal hole? Goodness me, Les, what did I say? Funny.
Funny. You got me in the coal hole. We don't have a coal hole, Mummy. We only have a coal cupboard. The lady goes in the
about that, won't I? Listen, tell everybody what amazing thing that you found out about. Which day was it? Was it Friday or Saturday that you didn't know about before? I can't believe you'd never seen it, but you're absolutely fascinated with it, aren't you? Tell us what it is.
It's Mummy's magic phone. I absolutely love Mummy's magic phone.
Well, what do you mean about magic phone? I mean, people won't understand. It's just a phone. Why is it magic?
Well, because you can tell it to play a song and it plays it. You can tell it to play anything you want at all. Anything I can think of. And it knows all my favourite princesses and it plays all their songs. It's so cool. So, yeah, I like the magic phone. I'm always bothering Mummy to tell her to play songs for me on the magic phone.
There were two more things, weren't there, that you wanted to talk about quickly. So, first of all, who did you meet on Friday and what happened then? Yes, you did. Yes, you were a right little peacock, weren't you? You couldn't get enough pictures.
I'm not a peacock, Mummy. I'm a little girl. I'm not a peacock.
And then what was the other thing that we've been doing that you really, really liked? I think somebody is getting a little bit tired, aren't they? How about we finish this now and you have a little rest for a few?
I'm not. I just want to go and play with Bert and Buffy. I've been sitting down too long. I don't like it. Mummy, can I have the magic phone for being a good girl if we finish this now?
Yes, all right. We'll finish this now. You're going to say bye-bye for me, like a good girl. Take off that whiny voice that Mummy doesn't like, please. You say goodbye like a nice, cheerful princess like you are, okay? Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you again.
Oh, that's a good girl. That's a really good girl. Okay, you sit up. Show me pretty hands. That's a good girl. Now you can have the magic phone. Hey, Siri. Play When Will My Life Begin? Okay. I'm going to stop this now, and I will go away, and I'll see you all again later. Bye, everybody.
Start on the chores and sweep till the floor's all clean. Polish and wax, do laundry and buy.